The Spartans play here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM KOAL.
It's the second round of 3A state championship tournament. Emory playing host to North St. Pete. And this is a game between two opponents that have quite a bit of history with one another. They've played once already this year, and we'll talk about that game in a moment. But we're also going to talk about a classic matchup. We'll go back to January 6th, 2016, a non-region matchup between these two squads at the Spartan Center. Emory entered that game with a record of 8-1 in the 2A classification. North St. Pete was 7-3 in the 3A classification. And it was a battle back and forth, these two teams exchanging blows and leads throughout the game. We jump to the fourth quarter. Emory's up by 2 points, and guard Bodie Jacobson delivered a feed to Bo Roundy for a two-hand slam that gave Emory a two-possession lead.
Jacobson with the ball up the left wing. Bodie drives, feeds Bo Roundy, two-hand jam off of the baseline. Bodie Jacobson, using his penetration ability, lofts it up for Bo Roundy, who throws it down. 47-43.
Moments after that play, Bo Roundy fouled out, and North St. Pete put together a 5-0 run. With a minute 14 left in regulation, Emory's lead was down to 48-47. And then Bryce Dugmore gave Emory a little bit of breathing room.
Dugmore crosses half court, runs to the basket, shot at the rim. Good! Bryce Dugmore coast to coast for two. 50-47. 1 minute even left of the game.
North St. Pete's Dakota Anderson answered with a tough two-point shot that brought North St. Pete back within one. Colton Butler stepped up for Emory and knocked down two crucial free throws. That gave Emory a three-point advantage. Following a big defensive stop, Kobe Butler secured his 18th rebound of the game and finished it off with two free throws to shut the Hawks out. Emory ended up grabbing a 54-50 win, moving to 9-1 on the season. In the win, Kobe Butler scored 24 points and grabbed 18 rebounds. Colton Butler finished with 12 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and Bodie Jacobson finished with 6 points and 6 assists. Following the victory, Kobe Butler talked about his brilliant rebounding performance.
Coach, he's constantly hounding us, you know, rebound, 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 so I just go after every ball I can, and a lot of them are on the offensive end, so I just put them back. Yeah, I don't know about any rhythm. I mean, just shot goes up, try to get position over your defender, and wherever it goes, just go for it as hard as you can. And I mean, if you don't go for every ball, you're not going to get boards like that, so that's all I try to do.
Now, Emory would end the 2015-2016 season with a record of 22-3. They defeated Beaver 56-50 in the third-place game at the state championship tournament. We fast forward to this season, December 14th, 2022, another non-region showdown between Emory and North St. Pete, and another thriller that came down to the wire. Emory grabbed a 65-57 win. Wade Stilson finished with 20 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, and 4 steals. Luke Justice chipped in with 15 points and 6 rebounds. There's only 2:14 remaining in regulation, and Emory is trailing by 4 when senior Easton Nilsson stepped up to the plate and delivered a very timely 3-point make.
Emory with the basketball. Nilsson, left corner three, up, knocks it down. Easton Nilsson, big time make, and the deficit is down to 1.
Down by 1, moments later on the ensuing offensive possession, Talon Tuttle put Emory up for good as he knocked down another big make from beyond the arc.
We're down to 1:34, buckle up. Emory with the chance to take the lead. Tuttle, 3-ball good. Talon knocks it down out of the left corner. Back-to-back buckets for Emory, and they lead 59-57.
Emory secured the win and improved to 6-1 on the season, earning their second road win of the campaign. Following the victory, Easton Nilsson talked about hitting a big 3-point shot and quieting the home crowd.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've just been putting in the work, so with the practice comes confidence, and I was just ready. I mean, I got them both kick out and fast break three. I was wide open, just knock it down. Whole place goes quiet. Yeah. At home, it goes loud. It's just a great feeling.
Since that point, Emory continued to trend in the right direction. They earned 10 more victories, finishing the season with a 16-4 mark and earning a first-round bye in the 3A state championship tournament. North St. Pete, on the flip side, they had to compete in the first round of the state tournament, and they passed with flying colors, topping Ben Lohman 68-37 and setting the stage for tonight's game. That's been a walk down memory lane right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.